You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne is here to give us the complete history of rugby, abridged. Don't tune out now.
And a very good morning to you all. I was treated recently to a curious televisual feast on NBC because they broadcast the entire Rugby World Cup final. And though it wasn't live, it was still great to watch a game on TV. The match was broadcast as it would have been at home, that is to say, with no ads. And as an added bonus, the final was between the French and the New Zealanders, the latter who are known affectionately as simply the All Blacks because of their All Black gear, or strip as he called it. I know some of you are thinking, oh please don't tell me he's going to bang on for the next 4 minutes all about rugby. Right, here we go. The History of Rugby and Its Contemporary Global Relevance by Brian O'Nunoyne. Now remember, I only teach second grade, so here we go. Rugby is an old game. Rugby is a great game. Lots of people play rugby. The end. I've often asked myself who would win, Spider-Man or Superman? And similarly, I've often asked myself who would win between the All Blacks and the Saints. Of course, for that competition never to come to fruition, the teams would have to play either one game or the other, thereby putting one of the teams at a distinct disadvantage. Or, of course, they could play a compromise rules game. Either way, the All Blacks, or the New Zealanders, would have to start the game first by doing their pre-match ritual, which is the haka. And if you've never seen the haka, then I suggest you go online to YouTube and enter All Blacks haka. That's H-A-K-A. Basically, it's a Polynesian war dance that the players have to do before every game, and the intention is to essentially terrorise the opposition. As the players chant and dance in chorus, every muscle, every sinew, every fibre of their being is screaming at you in some impenetrable Polynesian language, but you know exactly what they're saying by the looks in their eyes, and by the fact that the veins on their necks look like garden hoses. And what they're saying is this, basically, we are going to dig out your heart with a wooden spoon and eat it, but not before we have first pummeled you so far into the ground you will wake up in the opposite hemisphere. It kind of goes a bit like this. Akamate kamate korata. Akamate kamate korata. Only here again, because I am on the wireless and not on the telly, what you're hearing probably just sounds like drunken gibberish coming from an Irishman, instead of what you would see if I were on the television, because you would see a man who was so blood-curdlingly terrifying you'd soil your pants. Now, fair play to the French. When the New Zealand All Blacks performed the haka in front of them before the game started, the French captain did not do what any normal person would have done, which is to simply say, run away. No. He had all his players lock arms together and onward they marched towards the All Blacks as they were chanting that song. And like the charge of the Light Brigade, however, they marched into the Valley of Death. They marched into the mouth of hell and, needless to mention, the Frogs lost. But only by the slimmest of margins, a single point. And I just wanted to say thank you to NBC for bringing us the world's finest game. Thank you and have a lovely week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.